As we explained earlier, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the person who basically saved Torah Judaism. He was the one who asked for Yavna, the Chachameha, the sages of Yavna, the place of Yavna, to remain intact so that even without the Beis HaMikdash, we can have the Torah continue on. You would expect Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's main statement that he would try to teach and give over to everyone is learn Torah. That's the key. However, we find in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says something very different. In the second parak in Mishnah Tess, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Amar Lahem, he said to his students, Suhuru Ezu Derech Yishara Sheyibak Ba'avah. What is the midah, what is the character trait that a person should take on and attach himself to? Yehuda says it's an ayin tova, you should have a good eye. Yeshua says, chaver tov, you should be a good friend. Yossi says, you should be a good neighbor. Shimon says, you should be roas anolad, you should see what comes out of your actions. And finally, Rabbi Elazar ben Araf says, lev tov, you should have a good heart. And Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Roa ani as divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Araf shebechal devarav divreichem. He's the one. To have a lev tov, to have a good heart, that is the key character trait that a person has to have. And all the other things that people mention, be a good neighbor, have a good eye, that's all part of it. The key is a lev tov, a good heart towards other people. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, what's the bad midah that a person should abstain from? Yisrachik b'mani, should be far away from. And everyone basically says the opposite. Rabbi Elazar says, an ayin ra, bad eye. Yeshua says, a chaver ra, bad friend. Rabbi Yossi says, shachin ra, bad neighbor. And of course, Rabbi Elazar ben Araf says, lev ra, a bad heart. What's the character trait that a person should connect to? Lev tov, a good heart. And which one should he stay far away from? Lev ra, bad one. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Araf says, he's the right one. Shebechal devarav divreichem, everything else is all in there. How did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai know that that is the key? To have a lev tov, a good heart. And what does a lev tov really mean? The Maharal in Nesivas Olam has a chapter called Nesiv Lev Tov. It tells you exactly what a Lev Tov, a good heart, is. And he says, Amida Zol Shehu Lev Tov. What does it mean, this character trait that a person has a good heart? Shehu Chafet V'Rotze B'Tov Chavero. He just wants the good for his friend. He's not jealous of his friend. When he sees his friend do something, he's dan lekaschus, he judges him favorably. Because all he wants is for his friend to have good. Something that many of us, some of us, myself, maybe struggle with sometimes. You see someone else in yeshiva, he's being successful, he's advancing in relationships, he's advancing in his growth, and it's hard to be happy for him. It's hard to see the good in him. You start to become critical of others. You start to be jealous of others. That is the worst midah, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The key is lev tov. And when the Maharal explains the opposite, the lev ra, the bad heart, he says as follows. The hayotze min amida hara azos, what emerges from this terrible character trait of a bad heart, sina sabrios, hating other people. When you start to not see the good in people, when you don't want the good in people, you want the bad in people, you judge them unfavorably. You want things to happen to them that you never want to happen to yourself, and that rolls into sinas chinam. into hating other people. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who saw the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, resulted from Sinas Chinam, he knew that the worst character trait that you could have is a lev ra, is not wanting the good in another person, not seeing the good in another person. This kina number 26 is based off of Medrash De'echa Rabba in the introduction number 24, where Hashem says to, he instructs Yirmiyahu at the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, to summon Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and Moshe from their graves, to plead for Bnei Yisrael to return them to Yerushalayim to have the Beis HaMikdash. And Avram gets up and he says, you know, Hashem, I was willing to sacrifice my son. That was a tremendous thing. In my merit, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. The Jewish people should be saved. Yitzchak, he says, I was willing to be sacrificed myself. That's tremendous. Yaakov said, I shielded my sons from the murderous Esav. And he added, I suffered greatly in the raising of my children. Dina and Yosef were taken away from him. And you don't have mercy on them? All my pain was for nothing. Finally, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and he says, I had to hold the entire Jewish people, complaining all the time, making problems throughout the Midbar, throughout the travels in the desert, and I didn't even get to go into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem, you can't have mercy. And none of that worked. None of that was enough for Hashem to say that we're going to come back home. Finally, Rachel, she gets up, and she says, you know, Hashem, Yaakov, he loved me very much. He worked 7 years in order to marry me. And on my wedding day, my father tricked him, switching me with my sister Leah. And I tried to foil the scheme by giving Yaakov some signs so that he'll know who's who. But then I regretted my actions. Suppressing my immense desire to marry Yaakov, I shared with my sister Leah the signs that I had given him so she wouldn't suffer extreme embarrassment. I even hid in the room where Yaakov would converse with Leah so I could speak so she wouldn't even recognize, he wouldn't recognize her voice. Hashem, Rachel said, I am but flesh and blood, yet I wasn't jealous and I didn't let Leah be disgraced. I had a lev tov, I had a good heart, I only wanted the good in another person, even though it was extremely painful for me to act in that way. You are the king of the universe. Why are you so jealous of the other gods, which is so meaningless, that you've exiled the Jewish people to be killed by their enemies? And it's because of that lev tov that Rachel expressed, wasn't just a feeling, but she acted based on it. She wanted only the good in another person. That aroused Hashem's mercy. And Hashem promised that we'll be brought back. We need to reflect while reciting this kina and highlighting what Rachel did. How much do we want good for our friend? How much do we want them to experience the ultimate good? We say in Shemona Esrei, Hatov Shimcha, Hashem is Tov. How many people do we know that don't even know what that good is? Forget about when a person is moving up shir and I'm not. That's one level. But the ultimate good, someone that doesn't even know what a shir is, doesn't even know what learning is, doesn't even understand what the Torah is. Do we want that person to have tov? Do we care? The Sefer Seder Hayom was written by Moshe ben Machir. He was a Kabbalist in Tzfat in the 1500s. It's a halachic work. It tells you how to put on tefillin, put on tzitzis. It's basically, it says the Seder Hayom, what you should do every single day. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, he tells you a few different laws that come back to Tisha B'Av. And then he goes on for a very, very long speech, basically, explaining how the whole reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, why it's not rebuilt today, is because of the pain of the Chil Hashem. The disgrace of God's name. He says, what? What's going to help? He says, one person's going to do tshuva. Two people are going to repent. 100 people in this room. Okay, it's a little bit more. He said, what's that going to help? He said, at the end of the day, it's a minority. It's a tiny little bit. The most of the people, most of the Jewish people, they don't know who God is. They don't know what the Tov is. This was written 500 years ago. He says every person should take 10, should take 20. If every person would just take a large amount of people and teach them what the Tov is, what the ultimate good is, that would bring back the Beis HaMikdash and bring back Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name. As we read through Kina number 26, we should try to think about our interpersonal relationships with others. How do we feel for them? Do we want the good? And what is good? That we want in other people, and what are we going to do about that? How are we going to act towards others in our everyday life? As balochim yavu al kibre yavos. Gamatzalos.